So we're going to start. Kisha Adam Roya She'enenu Klum. This is 36 Lamed Vav in the Sefer in this book. Yesh Lecha Kanfei Ruach, wings of spirit. So now, Lefi Osa Amida She'adam Einu Matzeh Ba'atzmo Kol Erech. What happens if a person looks at themselves and they don't see value in themselves? Right?
Gets depressed.
Imu Makir Esef Afsiuso. If he recognizes his lack of value, Oes Ma. Or he sees, oh, it's mashu, od yutegru me'afsus. Or, more than even zero, he sees negative, right? It's mumius ha'amachata, harir chozu l'chidush tzuraso. Shovu mikareshis va'omama kama ora mukhletes. Wow. The person who now is going to see themselves as a zero, or as a negative, is then going back to renewing his creation. Right? Now you would think this is the opposite. You would just say depression. But if a person sees, he sees the negative inside of him, right? He then returns to the essence. Shovu mikareshis, and he draws from the beginning. And he stands in the place of absolute light. Now, this is very interesting. We just said that if I see the zero in me, I'm going to see depression. But he's saying it could be that it's not going to lead to depression.
Because it's looking at the opportunities that he can improve.
But you're going to the beginning. You're going to the source. You're going to the... It's a very difficult... I think it's very difficult, actually. The more a person feels like a zero, the more he's able to start anew.
You mean he's so desperate that...
You want to call desperation. Maybe you can call humility.
Starting to re-scrap further back would be better than forward, which would only get rid of some of it.
Yeah, this is very difficult. I mean, this is very difficult because the truth is, you're right. True humility is not that I'm thinking that I'm a zero. He's not saying that's humility. He never said the word humility, right? I'm just saying that the only way I could really understand this statement is that when I don't think I'm anything, when I think I don't have value, that's when really I can start getting my value.
Yeah, I would think that that's probably, you've only got one place to go and that's up.
Only place, yeah, exactly. But the question is, Rick, right away when I heard said what I said, the first statement, he said that's called depression. Yeah. So is that depression?
I imagine that depends on what your definition of
reaction
depression is.
Well, the reaction could be depression. Even the reaction to that thought could be depression.
Absolutely.
But, or it could be hopeful.
Yeah.
So if I view myself as no value, it could be positive. Or it could be negative.
It could be very negative.
It could be very negative.
Because if I have no value, why should I,
Why should I do anything?
That's right.
But I guess what he's saying over here is that this is a great opportunity for growth because a lot of times a person thinks that they have value, they may not have that value.
That's right.
So there is something beautiful in saying, oh my God, I have no value. It's just a question of what's it going to lead to.
If you're saying that for effect, a whole lot different than saying for it from, your in your heart, if you will.
Yeah, no, okay. Let's do more, a little bit more. Lamed Zayin, similar idea, 37. Kisha Adam Margish Batzim Reikarnas Gemur, when a person feels completely empty, V'roya She'enenu Klum, V'nafsho Mishluchachas B'kirbo Merov Dekusa, U'mari Afsusa, Yeda Kishu HaShem Krobo Le'irlo. So when a person does feel zero, empty, the person should realize that the Yeshua, for his salvation, is around the corner. So I feel empty. Now, if I feel empty, then I should realize that after the empty becomes something great. Okay? Umida tova meruba mimidas peronios. And v'im lifnei shever ga'on. There's an idea that before a person breaks, there's also exalting, right? So exalting, if a person's so high, that's lifnei shever ga'on. Then there's a break possible. So lifnei gdul va'ora dikos ruach manova pnimis. So what we're saying over here is, Amr Chazal, Shemidus HaTov Eloki, Gdol Olein Aruch Mepronos Vadin, that the Tov Eloki, that the great, the ultimate goodness of God is greater than any type of judgment or harsh judgment in this world. Imkein, Imlimanu Shlomo HaMelech, B'Sefer Mishlei, Shagayvim V'Aseret Al Shever HaMapela. So if we learned, if Shlomo HaMelech taught that if I feel haughty, the next step of haughtiness is broken, right? Is to break, right? If I feel haughty, so it's below then the opposite is also true. So King Solomon says that if I start feeling so great about myself, that's when I fall. So the opposite is also true. If I start feeling really negative about myself, that's when greatness is going to come about.
Yeah, but if all depends how do you feel, that is how you're going to fall.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not saying that if I feel good about myself, I should all of a sudden expect something bad to happen.
No, we're talking about
gaiva, haughtiness.
Yeah.
Haughtiness.
Like if I feel like I'm more than somebody because I know more than
Correct.
But if somebody got more, that is got more intelligence than me, and know more better, they're going to maybe...
Make me feel broken.
Yeah.
So he's saying the opposite is also true. That when I feel bad about myself, when I feel negative, I should really realize that around the corner is greatness. Why? Because if I feel negative about myself, essentially I'm a potential for goodness of God. Right? When I feel helpless, so to speak, and I daven when I feel helpless, all of a sudden I'm infused with godliness. Right? Make sense? So, Kishad HaMagash Batsar Reikonis Gmur V'Rosh Enei Kulu V'Nafshal Mishtochachas then he'll know that this great salvation of God is around the corner. And much greater. And then he'll know to place this midas hanava. Let's understand this now. So now he says, so the person should really become humble and should feel empty. Fine. So, therefore, what are we saying over here? That when a person feels helpless, and a person feels bad about themselves,
chance is that you could also reverse something and make you worse.
Because you could get depression.
Yeah.
But what he's saying over here is when a person does feel this way, what they have to realize...
He lacks more, so he would gain more.
He said he has the ability to gain more. So what he's doing right now is he's telling us that we're all going to have times of downs when we feel negative about ourselves. But at that moment, there's a true opportunity to grow. Or there's the opposite. It could make me depressed. Make sense? Okay. Let's do more. Lamed Ches, 38. Kesha Margish Adam, when a person feels Shehu Aluv Rekoni, that he's empty, Ein lo eyal ruchani. Doesn't have the strength. V'nofalu mistotet. If a person feels empty, he doesn't have the strength, and he falls. Yedah she'ar gadol muchan lefanav. He should know that there's a great light that's prepared in front of him. V'chol ha'gironos ha'bitulim bein ha'masim bein ha'ruchanim bein ha'chivim bein ha'shlilim she'kol yimei chayav. And all the lackings that he has. Hina mityatzim lefanav v'chol ha'vasim hidim alav v'ireu toa mischarit mitokam makovim rabim. If a person feels the negative that's inside of them, he has the ability to then really, really go higher. Yotzim omek atom shel el givas harum. He goes from the depths of the negative to the great heights. Metuma letahara, from impurity to purity. Mafil or gadol, from darkness to light. Ubiderech yitziyasav aliyasu, and on the path of his going out and his rising. Hareo over meidorech hoshech. He passes a lot of dark. Shem mishamimim. That makes him empty. But he knows that the compassion of God, so again, same similar idea. When a person has a light on them, then they're going to see all the negative in them. Right?
When a person has what?
The light on them. That's when I start feeling the pain of my sins, or feeling pain in general, that means that there's a real potential for growth, right? Because what happens? That means that there's a godliness that's being shown on me, and then I'm able to see all the deficiencies that are inside of me. So at that moment when I feel bad and I'm conscious of it and I'm aware of it, that has a tremendous potential for growth, right?
Yeah, but to get to that level and don't get to the level of happiness. Happiness is it's kind of hard.
Well, because obviously, I'm thinking about myself. Like, I feel bad about something that I said to somebody, right? That negative feeling.
Yeah, but the way that I'm saying is, if I'm saying, well, I say this back to this person, and he's lower than me, I don't care. I mean, it's real hard to go from see the bad thing in one and do the opportunity that can be actually changed to actually get and be sober and say, okay, I'm more than this person. I don't care about
let's not talk about the fact that I'm more than somebody else. Let's just talk about I feel good, right? I just did a beautiful trip right now. I feel good about what I did, right? Okay. So now, that's one way. I feel good. So the question is, now what, right? But let's do the opposite. We're not talking about that so much. We're talking about, let's say, I feel bad. Let's say I feel bad because we don't get a minion. So I'm trying so hard, we don't get a minion. So I feel bad, right? So now, what do I... Okay, this is a superficial example, but it's because it's not about me necessarily. It could be about me. But what do I feel? I feel that I could be doing more to get a minion, but I'm not doing so much more. So I feel bad that I'm not doing that, right? So I start feeling valueless, right? I start feeling, wait a second, I'm not doing anything. I'm not accomplishing anything, right? So that negative feeling is a great feeling. Why is it a great feeling? It's a very hard feeling. It's a hurtful feeling.
You recognize that,
That I could be doing more. That itself is an amazing opportunity. That itself is now the fact that because I'm being aware, I'm not fooling myself, I'm not blinding myself, I recognize the negative. I spoke Lashon Hara. I spoke about someone this morning that I didn't want to speak about. I feel bad about it. I feel bad about the fact that I overate. I feel bad about the fact that I was not nice to my wife, whatever it is. That feeling bad, if I'm honest and I confront it, has a tremendous potential for growth.
Yeah, but that is for a tzaddik to actually do it that way.
You said because the
magic. It's everybody.
They can go in different ways and say, why that don't come? I'm high,
no.
I can do more.
Oh, so again, the more I blame other people, I'm not being aware.
But you said the magic word.
Which
potential.
One?
Potential.
Potential.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, I'm exchanging the word potential for God's light. Right? That's God. Right, the fact that now I'm lacking, the fact that I'm aware of the lacking also creates the potential, creates the ability for me to change it. Okay. He's calling that God's light, right? I mean, I think that's very, right. It's potential. We're calling potential God. Yes, 100%. When am I not going to be access my potential? When I'm not aware, when I don't feel the pain, what causes me to feel the pain? Light. Okay, and that's really what he's saying over here. So, Ba'osah's man 39. Ba'osah's man sha'adam marigish ba'atzmo. In that moment, when a person feels in himself the omek shufluso, the depths of his lowness, v'kocha medama v'askam asicha metarim lo shu lamata mekar bur mamish. And then when a person feels like he's lower than all of creation, also olam kulam eskayim alav, u'bishrom musel kol abriyos misromamim. Then the whole world... And then when a person feels really bad about themselves, they feel very low, then the whole world is upon him. And then when I'm uplifting myself, all of creation is being uplifted. Because all the levels of creation are tied and connected. What's he saying? He's saying a beautiful idea. When I feel low, what's essentially happening at that point? When I feel like the lowest part of creation, what does that mean? That all of creation is standing on me. Think about that. Yeah, but when I'm feeling like a low life,
but
it seems like it is a fact. What he's saying, it's a fact. If all of creation is standing on me, that means I'm holding them up. So I have a potential to change the world at that moment. In other words, I mean, I think it's a very powerful idea.
Well, this reminds me of something that I saw in a program where they show a soldier who was in Vietnam and he was doing atrocities. He came to the States and he went the lowest to the low. I mean, he was cheating, he was making business, and he got real rich. So in the moment that he was real high, he was using drugs and everything. So he fall down.
Yeah.
And he said to himself, okay, what I doing wrong? And he saw the potential for the going helping other people down in Vietnam and bring a lot of immigrants from Vietnam and using all the resources that he actually accumulated to help people.
Good. So this, I mean, I think this is the concept. This is the concept. When I feel low, I can look, view that if I can, because sometimes it can lead to depression, but I feel bad about myself. At that moment, I realize how much potential I have. At that moment, I realize that not only if I change, will I be better, right? But now the whole world is really I'm looking at the world above me. So the more I go up, the more the world is going to go up. I'm carrying the world. I think that's a fantastic idea. I mean, we think about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the time of Rosh Hashanah, the time of the new year, right? Which is supposed to be a joyous time, but yet I'm focusing on my sins. Why am I focusing on sins? Because I'm going down to the bottom to lift everything up. Make sense? So Kishem Sha, the same way that you see trouble, Kenata Talini Mitomos Aretz, Tarbik Dulasi, Vitifna Live Vitana Khameni, Gamay Adam Khalineva, Odul Khaba Khalineva, Alamishul Khalo Kai. It's amazing. I think it's a beautiful idea. So at that moment when I feel negative, I feel like that I've done so many bad things in my life and I regret them and it hurts me, at that moment I can change all of existence. It's crazy. So again, it all comes back to that one word called potential. But he breaks down the word potential in a beautiful way. Okay, that's enough for today. Yashar Koach.
Is it all right if I go to the bathroom now?
I mean...